KJAN Sports.
It is time for that check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's get a recap of the state track and field championships from Saturday's action. First of all, the team championships in the boys' side. George Little Rock, the champ in Class 1A, was St. Albert with 42 points, the runner-up. Boys 2A team champion Dyke New Hartford at 60 points. Trainer ended up in fifth place. In 3A, Sergeant Bluff Luton ran away with it with 86 points. Wallert was second with 52, and Atlantic third place with 48 points. Also in Class 4A, West Des Moines Valley wins with 89 points, their third straight championship. On the girls' side, it was Al Burnett winning in Class 1A as they were tied with Lansing Key. They both win the state championship. It was real tight at the top. They each had 36 points. Montezuma with 35 was third. Nottoway Valley with 33 was fourth, and Bedford was fifth with 30 points. In Class 2A, Mid Prairie Wellman with 49 points, the champs. Panorama placed third, and Trainer was fifth. Glenwood wins the championship in Class 3A, their first ever state team title. Also in Girls 4A, Waukee, the champs. Council Bluffs, Abe Lincoln finished seventh overall in the team chase. Now in those final events on Saturday, among those place winners in Saturday's finals in the girls sprint medley in 1A, Nottoway Valley placed second. Sydney was eighth. In 3A, Glenwood ninth place finish. Also in the boys' sprint medley, St. Albert placing second in Class 1A. In the 800-meter run on the girls' side in Class 1A, Emma Lucas of Bedford was the state champ with Ryan Porch of AHSTW placing second and Hannah Tiggison of Audubon placing eighth. In Class 2A, Gwen Steffen of Panorama was sixth and Jeanette Schraft of Glenwood in Class 3A won the state championship. In the 800-meter run on the boys' side, Class 1A, Noah Jorgensen of Sydney placing fourth. Ryan Hughes of St. Albert was seventh. In 2A, Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer was fourth, and Jalen Humphrey of Underwood placed eighth. In 3A, Chase Mullinex of Atlantic, the runner-up, and Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic placing sixth. In the shuttle hurdle relay finals, Class 1A girls, Nottoway Valley placed fourth. In 2A girls, Underwood was fifth, and in 3A, Glenwood took the state title. In the boys' shuttle hurdle relay, Trainer was a second-place finisher in Class 2A. In the 100-meter dash in Class 4A girls, Darby Thomas of Abraham Lincoln placing second. Boys Class 1A, Drake Partridge of AHSTW won the state title. Also, Val Andrew Shishin of Riverside was the runner-up. In the 100-meter hurdles on the girls' side, it was Class 1A Lexi Scheich of Nottoway Valley second and Holly Heppner of AHSTW placing seventh. In Class 2A, Roxy Denton of Shenandoah was seventh. In 3A, Ellie Scarborough of Glenwood was eighth. 4A, Darby Thomas of Abraham Lincoln won the state title. Also in the boys' 110 hurdles, Ethan Bernard of St. Albert was the champion, or was the runner-up, rather, in Class 1A. In the 200-meter dash on the girls' side, Megan Carley of Trainer was fourth in 2A. Darby Thomas of Abe Lincoln placed second in Class 4A. In the boys' 200 meters in Class 1A, Drake Partridge of AHSTW captured the state championship, while Luke Blaha of St. Albert placing fifth. Class 3A, Tyler Moen of Atlantic placing fifth. In the 1600-meter run for the boys, in Class 1A, Josh Bowdler of Nottoway Valley was third. Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer was the runner-up in 2A, and Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic placing seventh in Class 3A. In the 1500-meter run for the girls, it was Emma Lucas of Bedford winning the state title in 1A. Taylor Spohr of Logan Magnolia placed eighth. In Class 2A, Peyton Poggi of Tri-Center was third. Ella Waddle of Panorama sixth. And Kate Crawford of ACGC placing seventh. In Class 3A, Jeanette Schraft of Glenwood won the state title with Brielle Baker of Creston placing seventh. In the 4x100-meter relay for the girls, Nottoway Valley was fourth in Class 1A. Also in the 4x400-meter relay on the girls' side, AHSTW in Class 1A had a seventh-place finish. In 2A, Trainer won the state title with Panorama fourth and Tri-Center fifth. In 3A, Atlantic placing fifth with Glenwood placing sixth. Also in the 4x400-meter relay on the boys' side, in 1A, St. Albert was fourth, Woodbine fifth, and IKM Manning was eighth. In 2A, Underwood placing third, and in Class 3A, Atlantic grabbed the state championship. Also, the Atlantic boys track team ran into the school history books Saturday, earning that third-place trophy in Class 3A. That achievement marked the first time an Atlantic boys track team has earned back-to-back trophies at state. The Trojans defended their title in the boys' 4x400-meter relay, the final event of the day, in order to make that dream come true. After finishing the final leg of that 4x400-meter win, senior Chase Mullinex had that exact thought in his mind.
It's the first time in Atlantic history that we've had back-to-back trophies as a team. It means a lot because we put in a lot of work during the offseason and during this season.
One of the first topics brought up by head coach Jordan Mullen following the meet was the historic team success.
We just sent him out on a spark with a 321-11 with a group that like I said, that's the number two time in history at Atlantic. We just off the school record of 320.96 last year. I said I couldn't be more proud of these kids right now. We just eclipsed one of our huge goals. We had one team trophy that's coming up into this, and we just went back-to-back and got a third place. I do want to say congratulations to Sergeant Bluff Luton and congratulations to Waller Dubuque. Those are two heck of a teams. Sergeant Bluff came to play, and Waller ran a heck of a meet. And like I said, we did what we had to do to trophy.
Mullinex said crossing that line first in the final event of his high school career was sweet.
Definitely, this is, like Coach says, he always wants to go out of a bang, whether it's a regular meet or here at the state meet. So before we came out onto the field, Coach said, you guys are going to go win that thing, and we sure did.
Junior Tyler Moen was happy that they could send out a great senior class in style.
This senior class is one of the closest classes I've ever been to send them out on a victory. It feels really good.
Moen was an important piece of the weekend's success and scored a fifth-place finish in the 200 meters earlier in the day to help the team. He said the confidence the team and the staff had in him pushed him along.
That race was a key race. We need some points there, and Coach came up to me and goes, just remember, you deserve to be here, and that really stuck with me, and that kind of propelled me to how I ran.
Two members of that 4x400-meter relay team will graduate, with Zade Nicholson heading to Dort to play football, and Chase Mullinex off to continue his track career at Iowa State. Coach Mullen had high praise for the senior group. Mullinex has reached heights on the track that few other Atlantic athletes have, and Coach Mullen talked about how big the weekend was.
Yeah, I told Chase he ran 3:155 this weekend, two in the relays, and then turned around and he didn't get to defend his title. But like I said, I can promise you there wasn't another kid here this weekend that went 3:155. So I'll put my money on him any day of the week. I got a little emotional there with him after that race.
Atlantic has lots of fast shoes to fill for next season, but Coach Mullen was thankful for the way the bar has been raised for success and the example that the class set for the future. Also in high school sports, the Red Oak girls tennis team earned their way to the state team tennis tournament Saturday with a 5-3 win over Kemper Catholic. Red Oak grabbing singles wins from Macy Baker, Haley Plambeck, and Chloe Johnson. Also, the teams of Walker and Plambeck and Philby and Johnson were doubles winners to clinch the team victory. Tigers will play Cedar Rapids Xavier Monday in Johnston in their first-round state tourney match. Plenty of postseason high school sports today around the area. In girls golf, Class 1A regional finals will be held in Atlantic and 3A regional finals at Carroll. Also in girls tennis action today, a 1A Region 1 action has Red Oak playing Cedar Rapids Xavier. In Class 1A Region 2, Shenandoah plays Pella Christian. In 2A Region 2, Lewis Central will play at Johnston. Also boys soccer action gets underway. Class 1A Substate 1 has Missouri Valley playing Western Christian, Trainer playing MOC Floyd Valley, and Tri-Center facing West Sioux. Also tonight in Class 1A Substate 7, Creston plays East Sac County, Kemper Catholic is at Nevada, Des Moines Christian plays Panorama, West Central Valley is at North Polk. In 1A Substate 8, Clarinda Academy is at AHSTW, Underwood will play Atlantic, also St. Albert plays Greene County, Logan Magnolia faces Riverside. In 2A Substate 8, Carroll is at Lewis Central, and Glenwood plays Harlan. In 2A, Class 3A, rather, Substate 2, Thomas Jefferson is at Ames, Abe Lincoln hosting Des Moines Roosevelt. Well, the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association has its preseason rankings out just before the start of the year. In Class 4A, Johnston is top-rated. In Class 3A, Davenport Assumption is ranked number 1. Harlan checks in at number 6 in the opening poll. In 2A, Wilton is top-rated with Trainer number 5, Underwood ranked 9th. Also in Class 1A, Newman Catholic is number 1 with St. Albert checking in at number 2. Cam didn't quite make the top 10 list, but they were among those receiving votes for the opening poll. In Major League Baseball, Nomar Mazara lifted a sac fly to cap a two-run rally in the 10th inning in the Rangers' 5-4 walk-off win against the Cardinals yesterday. Also in the American League, Danny Duffy won his third straight start, and the Royals stopped a four-game skid, winning 5-1 over the Angels. Other AL play saw the Yankees beat Tampa Bay 13-5, Boston over Houston 4-3, Cleveland beat Baltimore 10-0, Toronto over Chicago 5-2, Seattle beat Minnesota 7-4, Oakland leading Detroit 5-3. That game was suspended in the bottom of the seventh inning due to weather. They'll finish that on September 6th. In the National League, Philadelphia beat Colorado 7-5, L.A. over Cincinnati 8-3, Miami beat New York 3-0, Milwaukee over Atlanta 3-2 in 10 innings, San Francisco beat Arizona in 10 innings 3-2, Pittsburgh over San Diego 6-4, Chicago beat Washington 6-5. Brooks Koepka was able to win the PGA Championship for the second straight year, but he certainly made things interesting after dominating the first 3 days. Koepka carried a hefty 7-stroke advantage into the final round before completing a 2-shot win over Dustin Johnson. Koepka closed with a 4-over par, 74. The 29-year-old Koepka will replace Johnson as the world's top-ranked golfer after joining Tiger Woods as the only repeat winners of the PGA Championship since it became a stroke play tournament. Well, the Toronto Raptors guaranteed themselves a trip back to Milwaukee, winning Game 3 of the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals, 118-112. Game 4 is Tuesday in Toronto. The St. Louis Blues, a winner yesterday, winning 5-0 over the Sharks in San Jose. Game 6 in that series will be in St. Louis on Tuesday, with the Blues leading 3-2. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.